Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Florida. The holidays will be here before you know it. Book your holiday party. Well, according to you, the holiday started with Halloween, right?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, give Thanksgiving back is due, man, because yeah. We go straight from Halloween to Christmas.
I know, but
that
didn't you
cool.
say a couple weeks ago it's holiday season? You incorporated Halloween.
Holiday season.
Yeah. Book your holiday party, whatever holiday you want, at Chickies and Pete's. Locations and details online, chickiesandpetes.com. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on how you're feeling about this football team, better or worse than when the season began, how we made a bunch of moves here, including Jalen Phillips on Monday. And you joining us right now, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with us here at Chickies and Pete's. Birds at the bye. Good morning, Merrill.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Hugh. Great to be with you.
It is great, and it's a great time for the Eagles to come out of their bye and really rev this thing up. Merrill, what did you think about the moves now that it's all done, right? The trade deadline in the books. What did you think about how Howie added to this team Michael Carter, Jair Alexander, and then what I think is the biggest one, that was Monday, getting Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins?
Well, you knew going in that their targets were corners and edge rushers,
yep.
And that's what they did. Howie is the best general manager in football. He really is. You can see the way he's built this team. You can see the way he answers needs. It's just perfect, and we'll see how they produce. That'll be the test as the weeks go on. But at least he went out and he got what the Eagles needed, and they're a 6-2 team and in very good shape.
Well, they are. And, Merrill, my favorite thing about Howie is that he doesn't let one move not let him do the second. What I mean by that is, like, all right, this offseason, some guys walked away, right? They lost some good talent, and they decided to let the young guys try to play, right? And for the most part, it's been okay, but maybe not what they need to win the Super Bowl. And Merrill, I think some GMs would say, well, we're just going to keep going with the young guys. But I believed in that in March. I believe in it today. Howie never sits on his hands, Merrill. He is always looking to make the team just a little bit better. And I don't think every GM thinks like he does.
Well, you know, Joe, I go back to 2017 when they had LeGarrette Blount,
yep.
And they had Corey Clement, and he went out and got Jay Ajayi. And that was a very significant move.
And to your point on that, Merrill, they didn't, you know, quote-unquote, need another running back,
no.
Right? But as the season went on, you saw the dividends. I mean, Jay Ajayi,
sure.
If they don't acquire Ajayi in that trade deadline, Merrill, I don't think LeGarrette Blount is as fresh as he is for the postseason. And he was, I mean, Merrill, I know he was one of your favorites. LeGarrette Blount was awesome in the postseason. The fact that he had his legs under him, it's a great point, and how he's able to do that here. And now we get to see how this plays out. And Merrill, I don't know how this is all going to work, puzzle, but I trust Vic Fangio to get the most out of these guys, and he has that relationship with Jalen Phillips.
Well, he does, and he knows what he's watching. He doesn't look at what he did last year when he had Cooper DeJean. Didn't play him until end of the season because he didn't think he was because he didn't have much training camp because he had the hamstring pull. So Vic knows exactly what he's doing.
You know, Merrill, I'm kind of curious. What do you think the running game is starting to turn the corner now? Yeah. But why do you think it's taking so long for the running game to look like it looked a week ago?
Because I don't think the offensive line has been totally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've been going through a rebuilding process. You're looking at Cam Jurgens, who's coming off back surgery. Landon Dickerson, who had a back and knee issue. Lane Johnson's had a neck problem. It's more that than anything else.
Well, and that changes everything. And Merrill, the last game, we're all hoping that was the jumping off point because that's the best this thing has looked in every way. And I know it was the Giants, but okay, that's fine.
They get paid too, man.
They beat the Eagles 2 weeks before that. So we can accept what it was. But Merrill, that was the first time all year it looked right.
They
were opening holes. Saquon looked great. And then the passing game, Earl, which has really come along the last few weeks, is, I mean, that Jalen Hurts the last two games, what, 7 touchdowns, no picks? He's been awesome.
He's been amazing. He has been amazing. Well, that's the big thing that the Eagles have. They have a great quarterback. He has just developed into a wonderful quarterback. People don't realize how good he is, how bright he is, how he sees the field, and how much work he puts into it. They are so lucky to have Jalen Hurts.
Well, and if they're in big games, primarily he's played well in those big games.
The bigger the stage, the bigger he plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, the postseason, they're going to be there. They're going to win this division, and it's going to be about how they match up in those moments. Merrill, let's talk to you before we go back to the phone lines, get some calls up here. The NFC, because Merrill, it looks a little bit different than I anticipated before the season. I think we all knew Green Bay and Detroit would be contenders. They are. We're going to see them in the next 2 weeks. The Rams, I expected to be good, but they might be even better than they were last year. And we just saw them, and it was a very close game in September. But Merrill, Seattle looks like they're emerging here. Washington, who was a huge threat last season, is having a disastrous season, losing Jaden Daniels multiple times here. Merrill, when you look at the NFC, who stands out to you as the biggest threat that we might have to go through? Merrill, as much as the North Division is good, and I respect Green Bay, we're going to see them Monday, and I respect Detroit. Merrill, I'm starting to look at that at NFC West. The Rams always seem to play the Eagles very tough, and Merrill, I think Seattle might be the most underrated team in the NFL right now.
You know, you asked me that question, who looks like the best team? My answer, a different team every week. I thought the Packers were right there, and then they fell apart against Carolina. It's a different team stepping up. The Lions look great, and then they lost to Minnesota. Every week there's somebody else who steps up. Right now, just today on what I watched last week, the most dangerous team is probably Seattle, the level that Sam Darnold is playing.
I've been saying this for a couple days, Merrill, and a lot of people have been saying, oh, come on, it's Seattle,
no, it
it's Sam Darnold. But
today.
today, but it could change, right? But they've emerged here. I mean, they're blowing the doors off of teams, and Darnold's playing really well. Hugh, who for you right now, as you look at the NFC, is the bigger threat?
I think Detroit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm still going to Detroit. I know they lost last week, but I feel like, and I know that they're a little banged up, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I think that two-pronged attack with the running backs that they have there, not so much the quarterback, I think that's going to probably be a problem for the Eagles when we play them in a couple weeks.
But you know, Hugh, last year during the regular season, Detroit was the best team in football during the regular season. But when they got into the playoffs, they had 16 players on injured reserve.
Yeah, and that caught up to them.
And the Eagles went into the playoffs with 22 healthy starters. Then they lost N'Kobe Dean. But they had 22 healthy starters. That's why the Dan Campbell approach, where he beats them up at training camp and they play the preseason games, isn't good for the long run. And everybody says, well, the Eagles have to hit more at training camp, and why don't they play the regulars during the preseason at all? It works. It works. It's a very good system.
Yeah, you know, Mayor, I think they found the right – it's like a happy medium they found, right? Because a couple of years ago, it did feel to me like it wasn't enough work in training camp. Like, you know, the practices fell short. They've extended those. I think they've found the right balance between, all right, let's be smart about this, not playing the preseason, not going overboard in training camp, getting our guys hurt like you're talking about, but also get the work in. I think they have found the right balance. And, Merrill, they are able to keep their guys mostly healthy. I think they're really smart about when to
It's not an accident.
It's not. And I think they're smart about using the IR for a break. Like the Nolan Smith thing, I don't know what happened, if he re-aggravated, if it just didn't feel right, but that was the part of the season. If they get Nolan Smith back for the stretch run, that's a huge addition.
Absolutely. I have so revised my thinking. I used to have that old-fashioned approach.
Yep.
You know, I came up when Dick Vermeil would bring 120 guys to training camp. They can't do that anymore. But it was. But the hitting, twice a day, they'd have the pads on. They'd hit. Nobody really hits. I mean, they push and they have what you call thud tempo, but they're doing it the way it has to be done, and it's a 17-game war of attrition.
Well, it is, and on top of that, because the Eagles are always in the postseason, you got to tack on those extra games, right? Last year they played 21 games. The year before, they played 18 games, and the year before that, it was 20 games. Like, that adds up. I mean, the teams that are in it every year, it absolutely adds up, and you got to think about that over the course of a full season. Let's grab Will Northeast joining us. Birds at the Bay, Merrill Reese, part of the hour this hour. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Come on, man. Listen. Just like Merle said, how you doing, Merle?
Hi, Will.
All right. Listen, you said it the best, baby. Our guy is a mastermind GM, man. He bought in the right pieces. And guess what? All I got to say is this. Commitment, consistency, preparation, togetherness equals a Super Bowl for this team right now.
Yeah, I like that. You got to get that on a T-shirt, Will. I like that.
All they got to do is stick together, be on one accord, man. And like I say, and I'm going to say it every day until we come back. Listen, we need you, AJ. You dig what I'm saying? Because guess what? I'm going to keep saying it. You the missing piece. You get on one accord, and guess what? We going to the Super Bowl, man, and we can repeat. But what I want to say also to Saquon, listen, everybody got to chime in, man. You know, you got to block some time. Stay back in the backfield, block some time, so AJ and the rest of the receivers can get open. You dig what I'm saying? And let everybody touch the ball. But what I really want to say is it's time to activate all the weapons and continue to expand that playbook, man. Because now these teams don't know what to expect. We're not one-dimensional anymore. They don't know where we're coming from or who's getting the ball. So let's continue to keep the preparation going, and let's get together, man. Let everybody be on one accord, and let's get this Super Bowl.
Let's do it, Will. We appreciate the phone call. And
just a little pep talk for the team.
Well, I mean, you know, Will always does the pep talks, Hugh. And the trade deadline yesterday, Merrill, and the Eagles were talking about what they added here. It was an interesting trade deadline around the NFL. I mean, a lot of big names were traded. I mean, the Jets had a fire sale. And, Merrill, look, the Cowboys got a good player. I'm just – They continue to make me every week, every year, just shake my head. I mean, the fact that they traded a first-round pick in a year they're 3-5 and 1 is just – it's the opposite of the way the Eagles operate, which
well,
is –
Well, I heard Troy Aikman say the other night, he said, one player is not going to change this team.
Completely.
They're in a lot of trouble. They really are.
Yeah, and they hurt their future by doing what they did. Look, again, Williams, Quinton Williams is a good player. And
he's a good player, but he's not worth what you got for him.
Well, exactly. And
especially
and
in the year that he was having. Yeah. And you said, you know what's funny? Because I think a couple days before Jerry made that move, he said something to the effect that he likes being in the paper.
Yes.
He likes the
yes.
attention.
This he screams likes stirred up, yeah.
Yeah, this screams of an attention move.
But like, that's not how you win the Super Bowl.
Like, he's even doing Dr. Pepper commercials.
Yeah, he's wild. He's wild.
Well, and he's great for the Eagles. I mean, the longer it goes on that they're just kind of haphazardly making moves, the better it is for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, so, Merrill, the schedule coming out of the bye, let's talk through what they have coming up here, including the Cowboys in 3 weeks. But, Merrill, the next two games are huge ones for a lot of reasons. One, just the record, but then the tiebreakers, potentially home field. Merrill, let's start with this game Monday night. What's your feeling on the Green Bay Packers, who a lot of people believe in? They have a good record, but they've also lost two games that you just shake your head, like last week as a big home favorite over the Panthers. They lost to the Browns earlier this season. But you look at some of the statistics, they're up there in terms of rankings. They are favored in this game Monday night. Merrill, your thought on this Packers team as we head to the game Monday night?
They're a very good team. Jordan Love is a very good quarterback. But they just lost one of the best tight ends in football in Tucker Kraft. Golden, their rookie receiver, he is probably out. That's why when we look at this season, it's not over. It's not even half over right now, and I use the phrase a war of attrition. Nobody knows when you get until February or get into January who's going to be standing.
Well, you know what, Mayor, I hate to cut you off, but my partner over here has already conceded that we've won the East.
Well, they have. Yeah.
Well, he. I understand why, and in my mind,
talk to
I
him,
say
Merrill.
There's
Merrill
nobody.
Talk,
you know what?
Talk to him, Merrill.
Okay, I'll talk to him. 2023.
Yes.
10-1.
And they collapsed.
2029. I don't think they will.
But Cowboys team was also good,
are
right?
Are you arguing with me? Don't argue with Merrill.
I'm just throwing
Merrill, talk to him.
I'm just adding it to the conversation.
I am not allowed to project too far. Listen to what happened to me last year.
Go ahead.
Remember the Rams game in the playoffs?
Get him right, Merrill.
And you remember when Saquon Barkley scored the touchdown late in the game?
Yes.
And I said, there's the dagger. And then my phone in my pocket, I never take out my phone, starts buzzing and buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. So they go on, and Jalen Carter makes the saving sack.
But it got tight. It got tight, yeah.
I picked up the phone after I got off the air, and there were 6 messages from Cindy, my wife, and each one said, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Getting so, right, Merrill.
So it's two. Yes, there doesn't seem to be anybody in the NFC East to contend, except, you know, the Eagles stand alone. But there are 9 weeks left. Let's not be that definite.
Tell them, Merrill, it starts in Green Bay.
It starts in Green Bay.
Tell them. You hear that, Kyle?
No. Well, here's the thing. I respect Merrill. And Merrill gave a great story. That got tight, that Rams game.
Yeah.
And this could get tight in the next couple weeks. It could. I just believe they're going to win the division.
I do, too.
Yeah, see.
We all do.
See,
we all do,
but we're not.
At least Merrill admitted it. You didn't even admit that.
If this is my 49th year.
49 of them.
I've been hit in the head with roofs falling so many times, I can't tell you.
So I understand the perspective, and you're right. This thing is, and 2023 is a fair example. It was just 2 years ago, Merrill. They were 10-1. They didn't win the division. It's just striking how bad the other teams are in this division. And the Jaden Daniels injury, Merrill, when the season started, I thought the Commanders were going to be good again. I mean, Jaden Daniels is a wonderful young quarterback, but it's unfortunate what's happened to him.
Well,
and
Dan Quinn is taking so much deserved heat by leaving him in there up by a million.
That was a mistake. Dan Quinn left him in the game. I mean, they are down 30 points. It's the fourth quarter, 7 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's already been banged up this year. So you know you're dealing with a player that is – been a little fragile anyway.
Well, you know what it was, I think, is that he didn't want to concede the game was over, but the game was over. The game was over.
Just like the NFC season.
The game is over. And you got to protect your quarterback.
Yeah. Those are great words. You've got to protect. You know what I like, Hugh? I like the fact that Jalen is running less this year.
Yeah, he's
less
in the pocket.
Less, running into the open field.
Yeah.
You look at his stats, he's got a lot of tush pushes. He's got quarterback sneaks. But he is basically playing that quarterback position and being as safe as he possibly can. I mean, I look at Buffalo. Right now, Buffalo might be the best team in the NFL. But you look at what Josh Allen does. I mean, he is an accident waiting to happen. He runs recklessly. Look how many games Lamar Jackson misses.
Yep.
I love the way that Jalen Hurts is being conducted and the way that he's managing the game and making the throws. He'll run. And you know, just the fact that they know he can makes him a big threat.
Yeah, he and they have managed his injuries over the years very well, Mara. I mean, when he first started here as the quarterback, if you had told me 5 years in he would miss this few games, I would probably say that's surprising, right? Because we know how athletic he is. He runs, he's a physical runner. But he protects himself when he runs. He knows when to slide, when to get down. And for what it's worth, the tush push, it kind of insulates him, right? Even though it's a pile, but he's kind of insulated in his spot. In
you know what's funny about that? Who was one of the coaches last year who was a guy who was pushing to eliminate the
McDermott.
McDermott
needs to be slapped across the lips, Mara.
Let me tell you, that's the truth. Sean McDermott was one of the guys. He was, and the fact of the matter is, here we are. The other night I watched the game, and Buffalo was using the tush push.
Yeah.
That's why they beat Kansas City.
They needed it.
He needed to be swung on.
Speaking of the tush push.
Let me just say he's a great guy.
He is,
and we all knew him well.
Are you going to do it here?
But I will.
But
okay.
in that one
you're
thing,
pay my bill.
You know.
No.
You're going to put some money on my books.
Radio Row this year. Hugh Douglas slaps Sean McDermott. Merrill, speaking of the tush push, it's going to be a big story heading into the game. I remember the Packers were the franchise that kind of pushed the most to get it out of the league last year. They didn't win the vote, so we have that. And then, Merrill, what's your take on the rhetoric this year seems to be it can't be officiated. Remember last year it was it's a rugby play. It's not a football play. That was what everyone said. This year, Merrill, it feels like the big cry against the play is that the referees can't properly officiate.
You know what's your comment? I don't even think it's coming up. It's not slated to come up. They'd have to bring it
Someone
up.
Someone else would have to repropose it.
Yep. I think it's here to stay.
Well, I mean, they didn't get the votes last year. My concern this time is the league is going to use the officiating issues to try to get it out. Like, we can't officiate it.
Hey, they can't officiate a lot of things.
Go back to that Denver week.
I am still angry about the Denver game where they didn't call intentional grounding against Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
And then they let Dallas Goedert get mugged at the one-yard line.
Was that the play where Cooper had the sack, the strip sack, and they said Bo Nix's arm was going fucked? Was that the play you're talking about?
Where he just threw the ball to the ground. Yeah.
That was a weirdly officiated game. You're right about that. And then it was a couple weeks ago, the game where it probably should have been a fumble, Hugh, on Jalen Hurts on the tush push, but they blew the whistle.
Yeah. We benefited from that.
That one we benefited from.
Listen, that was a fumble.
Why are you bringing it up?
That was a fumble by Jackson Dart last week.
It was. But my point is they're going to use the officiating issues on the play.
Yeah,
that's going to be the rallying cry this year if they try to get this thing out. 215-592-9494. All right, Merrill's going to hang out with us for another second. We've got a lot to discuss here. We're going to hear from Howie what he said yesterday at some of the trades and the acquisitions that he made here this season at the NFL trade deadline. What do you thought about the players he's bringing in? We can talk about how we might see these guys used. Jaire Alexander, Michael Carter, and Jalen Phillips heading to the Philadelphia Eagles as trade deadline acquisitions. 215-592-9494. How are you feeling about the Birds as we enter the second half of the season? Better or worse than you did when this year began? And who's the biggest threat in the NFC? Seattle and Los Angeles, to me, are standing out. They've gone above everyone else as the biggest threats for me. We're live today at Chickies at Pete's at South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. We'll be right back with all your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, put you in control right from NBA tip-off. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with the bet back token. I wish I had one back last night after the Sixers blew that game. That was a wild finish in Chicago. Make your pick, get the game in, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make your choice. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.